Romans chapter 8. I'll be there in a second. Starting with verse 35, I think. It says, read like this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I want to stop right there, and I want to preach, the Lord be my helper just a little while, more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Stretch out your hands forth this way and pray for me tonight. First, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Father, tonight, Lord, this conference we don't have, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, yes, anointing for this place, Father God, Lord, to pray forth that word, Father, as you will, and have it go, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, we know, Lord, tonight, Father, you're more than a conqueror, Father God. Lord, we know, Lord, we're more than a conqueror through you, Father. Lord, I know, Lord, you want to help us tonight, Father. Lord, just drop by our way, Father God. Lord, just take the word of God, Lord, tonight, and just drive it home, Lord, to each and every heart. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. More than conquerors. The entire phrase, we are more than conquerors, is one word in the Greek. It's hypernimion. And the entire New Testament, the clown word only occurs here. Hold on a minute, I can't hardly see it, y'all. I want to be hindered tonight already. The entire phrase, we are more than conquerors, is one word in the Greek. Hypernimion. And the entire New Testament, this compound word only occurs here. Hover means over and above. Latin is super. And nikemen, from nego, to conquer, means victors, conquerors. Then Paul literally saying that instead of being victims, in a fallen world, in Christ we are overcomers, above victors. I'm telling you, we victors tonight. Right. If we got Christ in our life, we are more than conquerors. Just look at your neighbor tonight and tell them we're more than conquerors. I don't know who I brought this message for tonight, but I believe we some that's going through the valley, that's going through trying hard times. But I'm telling you, we're more than conquerors through right. Him that loved us tonight. I'm telling you, we're more than conquerors. I'm telling you, nothing shall separate us from the love of God tonight. We more than conquerors. I'm telling you, the wind is going to blow in this life. Trials is going to come. But I'm looking to him tonight. I'm looking for him to help me. Because we more than conquerors. We victorious through him. If we just claim the blood of Christ, we can be victorious. For whatever we're going through tonight, we can overcome it. I'm telling you tonight, oh Satan, he wants to take and let the winds blow in your life. He wants a storm to blow up in your life and to brew. But I'm telling you, if you just hold on, you hold on a little bit longer, we're more than a conqueror through him. I'm telling you, he's not going to bring you here and leave you behind. I'm telling you, he's going to help you. He's going to see you through. He's going to see you through it tonight. More than a conqueror. I tell you, so many times you may feel like the Lord is miles away. You might feel like your prayer ain't getting no further in the ceiling tonight. But I'm telling you, just hold on to faith. You just hold on just a little bit longer. And I tell you, that sun's going to shine again. And we just hold on to the nail-scarred hands of Calvary. We can be more than conquerors tonight. We can be victorious. We can be victorious. Victorious tonight. Just bear with me just a little while. It says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, but thanks be to God,
Quick, give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We got the victory tonight through Him, church. Through Him. I'm telling you, ain't thrown no other way. But by Him, we got this victory. By grace, you are saved. It's not of yourself tonight. I'm telling you, we're more than conquerors. We overcomers. I'm telling you tonight, you may have a big mountain standing in front of you. But I'm telling you tonight, He can give you the grace to climb it. You can be a more than a conqueror tonight. You can conquer that trial. You can conquer what you're going through tonight. We can be victorious. We can be a victor tonight.
Yeah.
Who am I preaching to? You know, one thing about it, we come into the church of God, it seems like we got the butter grubs. It seems like we get down in spirit. But I'm telling you tonight, we more than a conqueror tonight.
Right.
He's right there with us. He's not going to leave us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you to the end.
Amen.
He'll be right there. He's not going nowhere. He's right there to take and pick you up and knock the dust off of you and say, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. I'm telling you, just hold on a little while. Just hang on just a little while. You're going through victorious. Victorious tonight. I tell you, ain't no place in the New Testament that is wrote beside right there in Romans. More than conquerors. His children are more than conquerors tonight. More than conquerors. And we just plead the blood. When we start going through things, we try to handle them in ourselves, Brother Billy. But we need to cast them upon God. He said, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. As long as we cast it, I care on Him. I'm telling you, you can be more than a conqueror. When you get into them secret places of the Most High God, you can conquer it. You can conquer all this world brings against you. All the enemy wants to bring against you, man. You can conquer it tonight through the Lord Jesus.
Right.
And be more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. We're victorious. I'm telling you, we're like a body army. We keep marching onward with the Lord Jesus by our side. He's right there with us. He's not going to leave you in the heat of the battle. He's not going to go nowhere. He's right there. People of this world will leave you. I'll tell you, they'll leave you. When the battles get hot and the times get rough, they'll leave you. But I'm telling you, when you yoke up with Christ, when you yoke up with Him, He'll pull even. He'll pull even. And you can conquer all this world throws against you. You can conquer it tonight. I'm telling you tonight, we can be more than conquerors.
Right.
You know one place He wants to come against us at is in the world.
Right.
You know that's one place He wants to come against us at. But my Bible tells me, love not the world, neither the things in the world. If you love the world, love the Father not in you.
Right.
I'm telling you, we can overcome the world. What overcomes the world tonight?
God.
Even your faith. We can be a conqueror tonight.
Yes.
A victor. A victor. I tell you tonight, I know there's some victors in here. I know there's some that's going through. By the grace of God, you're going through.
Man.
You're going through tonight.
Yes.
You may feel like you're down below the bottom.
Yeah.
You may feel like nobody cares. You might have to get to a place. You say, why should I even pray? But I'm telling you tonight, pray. Pray much. That's what's going to make the difference. It's prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man or a righteous woman faileth much.
Yes.
We can be more than conquerors. But I'm telling you tonight, you know, each and every time we have a good service, you know, there comes the enemy, the adversary that works against your soul, trying to make you doubt, trying to make you doubt that the Lord's helping you. But I'm telling you, He's right there. He's helping you. He's strengthening you. He's encouraging you tonight. I'm telling you, you more than conquerors tonight. If you just believe Him, take Him as His word tonight.
Right. Praise the Lord.
More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror.
Yes.
I tell you, there's two ways. You can either conquer or get conquered. The way you conquer is be quick to pray. Be quick to get into a secret place. You know, in the one book of the Matthew, it says, enter into that secret place and shut that door.
Right.
I tell you, shut that door tonight and pray to our Heavenly Father, which is in secret, and He shall reward thee openly. I tell you, He's going to answer the prayer tonight of the righteous. He can be more than a comfort tonight. I tell you, I can remember in one place, you know, a little widow woman, she kept going before the king. You know, wanted her adversary lifted from her. But I'm telling you, he wouldn't. But for her continue to worry him, he relieved her of it. Shall not our Heavenly Father, I tell you, relieve us. I tell you, he will tonight. And it's by faith on the earth. We got to preserve our faith. We got to keep pushing forward. We can't let go. We can be more than conquerors tonight. And we don't let it slip. A lot of times we let it slip right through our fingers. But I'm telling you tonight, we can be more than conquerors. Who am I preaching
praise
to?
The Lord.
Who am I preaching to? More than a conqueror.
Yes.
Victorious. I'm telling you, you know, Apostle Paul, he had a victorious testimony. I'm telling you tonight, you can have a victorious testimony also. You can overcome.
Yeah.
You can overcome. You know, one place that says, endure hardness as a good soldier. I'm telling you tonight, I want to endure hardness. I know I can overcome. I can overcome. Why is the night preacher? Because greater is He that's in me than He that's in this world. That's how I know I can overcome. That's how I know I'm more than a conqueror.
Praise the Lord.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? More than a conqueror. You know, just a few weeks ago, I preached a message. He comes to storm. I believe there's a storm brewing right here at Bird Ann. I believe the storm is brewed up right in the mind. But I'm telling you tonight, you can conquer this thing. You can get a hold of it.
Right.
If you just take the horns of the altar, take a hold on, and don't turn loose till He blesses you. He desires to bless you tonight. He ain't only told no good thing from a man or woman that walks up righteously.
Right.
He's not no good. He's not no good.
Yeah.
You know, so many times I've been in messages like tonight, preaching hard out. You know, but I'm telling you, the Word of God is going to do what it's sent forth to do. It's not falling on deaf ears.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, you more than a conqueror tonight. If you just look to Him,
praise
if you just
God.
Hold to Him.
Right. Praise the Lord.
So many times, instead of looking to the Lord, we look to the worldly things.
That's right.
We look to the world, but the world ain't got nothing to offer you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's nothing back there in the world but heartaches and misery.
Right.
Heartaches and misery.
Yeah.
That's all that's there tonight. There's nothing to turn back to, but it happens. The true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. The soul that was washed is falling in the mire. And I'm telling you tonight, if we just hold on to Jesus, if we hold on to Him, we can conquer it tonight.
That's right. Praise God.
Any situation. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too small that He can help you conquer it. That He can help you conquer it. I'm telling you, we're going through tonight, and we just hold on, and we just hold on just a little bit longer, and we just run this race a little bit longer. I'm telling you, the Lord's coming back. It's coming back. We're living in a day and time and now when you can't hardly keep your head above the water. But I'm telling you, we look to Him tonight. We look to Jesus tonight. He's going to help us to be victors, to be conquerors. He's going to help us get through if we just look to Him. Looking to the hills, we're coming to our help. Our help coming from the Lord tonight. It don't come from things down here. You know, I brought up a while back. You know, so many times when you went sin, you try to drown your sorrows. You try to drown your sorrows in the things of the world. But But you, when you wake up the next morning, you still got the same problem you had before you went to bed. But I'm telling you, give Jesus a try. You can overcome. You can be victorious over that thing.
Yeah, right. That's praise God.
More than a conqueror.
Yes.
More than a conqueror tonight. I don't know who it's for, but I tell you, when I got in the Word today and yesterday, all I can keep going to is more than a conqueror. We're victorious tonight. We're more than a conqueror through Him. Right. Yes, I could have preached the other message when I used the string on a straight line, but I'm telling you tonight, we're more than a conqueror, and we hold on to Him, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. Right. And we just hold on to Him. It's going to be worth it after all.
Yes.
You know, in this life, there's no more than this. You got hurdles that you're going to have to go over. You're going to have hard bumps in the road that you're going to have to go over. You know, you're going to have things that come your way. But we got to keep looking to the Lord. You know, when you look at a racer, you know, when he's running a relay race, they hurdle over them hurdles. That's the same way it is with a child of God. We get something to come their way, and we got to hurdle over it. We got to keep running. We got to stay in the race. We can't throw in the towel. We got to keep going on. We got to go on. Because the victory is just in sight for a child of God. We got the victory. We can overcome. We can conquer this world. We can conquer everything the enemy throws against us by the blood of Jesus.
Praise God. Yes, we can.
You know, he told Apostle Paul in one place, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, boy. I'm telling you, I don't know what you're going through tonight. But he said, my grace is sufficient for you, son. It's sufficient for you, daughter. It's sufficient for you, mama and daddy. It's sufficient tonight. All we have to do is look to it in faith. I'm telling you, when he sees that faith, that's when he answers.
Yes. Praise God.
More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. There's so many times, Brother Donnie, in my Christian walk, there was a time when I couldn't get to church where I needed to. Didn't have no vehicle to run. Didn't have no income coming in. But the Lord, our Lord just spoke to me. He said, keep pushing on, son. Keep pushing on. I got along with God in prayer. And I kept pushing on. You know, I was going to get disability started. And I kept pushing on. And one day, the Lord answered that prayer. He sent that blessing my way. He said, son, just take me as my word. That's what I'm saying to you tonight, Birdland. Take him as his word. No, Paul, David, he said, I was once old, young, but now I'm old. I hadn't seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. You can overcome. I don't care what you're going through tonight. He can supply it. He can supply all your needs tonight. I don't know what you stand in need of, but give him a try. You can overcome it tonight.
Right.
Yes, tonight. Tonight. There's nothing too hard for my God.
Right.
I serve a big God. A big God tonight. You know, heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. That's a big God tonight.
Right.
Big one. And he cares for you. He cares for you tonight. He knows exactly where you at. He knows your breaking point. He knows how much pressure tonight that you can hold. He knows how much you can bear. And I'm telling you tonight, he's the one that holds the whole thing in his hands. And he's the one that can speak peace tonight to you.
Amen. That's right. Bless you, Lord.
I don't know why it's going this way, but I'm going to obey God.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to obey him. You know, that's the Lord it was. When the disciples was at sea. You know, he said Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they said that storm, it arose on the lake, and the boat was full, and now their lives was in jeopardy. And they went on down into the hinder part, Brother Billy. And he looked at Jesus and woke him. He said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And he looked at him. He said, "Where's your faith at tonight?" Right. He took and rose and rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea, "Peace be still."
Right.
And he wants to speak peace to you tonight. He wants to speak peace to your troubled heart, to your troubled soul. He wants to give you a peace that will pass all understanding tonight.
That's right. Praise God.
He cares. He cares.
Yes, he does.
You know, so many times, it seems like in life, we have these troubled waters. Yes. We have these storms. But I'm telling you, we're safe as long as we're in the boat. Yes. As long as we hold His hand,
right,
we can conquer every storm that comes our way.
Right.
We're more than conquerors tonight, church. More than conquerors. Look at you, look at one another. Say, so we're more than conquerors. We're victorious. We're victorious. We ain't defeated. The Church of Jesus Christ is not defeated.
Right.
It's going forward. It's the victory tonight. We can overcome.
Right.
Just bear with me just a little while tonight. Just a little while. See what else I got up here. Says in Psalms 34 and 19, he said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." What kind of afflictions you going through, church? What kind of trials and afflictions? What kind of sicknesses you going through? It don't matter what it is. We more than conquerors through Him. He can take and speak to them sicknesses. He can speak to them storms. We more than conquerors tonight through Him. He made your body and He can touch your body. He can touch your finances tonight. He can touch you anywhere tonight. If you need something spiritually, physically, financially, He can do it tonight. He says, "I want to cattle upon 1,000 hills. It's all His tonight.
Right,
it's all His.
Yes.
And we His children. And He said, "Fear not, little flock. It's the Father's good pleasures to give it to you, the kingdom. Anything that's of the kingdom, He desires to give it to you. He desires to give it to you." But we got keys that we need to be using. We got keys. If I had my keys, well, Emma, she's a key bearer in the church. She's got keys to this building, that house, this building, this building, this building. But if she don't put the right key in the right lock, she's not going to get in. I'm telling you tonight, we got keys that we need to be using. We got the key of prayer, the key of faith, the key of fasting. We got all these keys, and we need to be putting them in the right locks so we can be more than conquerors tonight.
Right. Praise the Lord.
We got a key of faith.
Right.
But you don't put it in the knob and turn it, you ain't gonna get in. I'm telling you tonight, He's got a storehouse of blessings for us. We just got to open the door. We just got to have the right key. Use that key of faith. I'm telling you, some things can open up for you tonight. It can open for you tonight. You can be more than a conqueror. You can be victorious. Just bear with me just a little while. I won't be closing for long. I can't do it. The Lord can. He can.
Yes, He can.
I know it's for somebody tonight. Somebody tonight is for. Psalms 27:5 says, "For in a time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle. Shall He hide me? He shall set me upon a rock." Ain't that powerful? For in a time of trouble, are you facing any trouble? For in a time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle. Shall He hide me? He shall set me upon a rock. I'm telling you tonight, we're upon a rock tonight. We're upon Christ Jesus. We just need to keep looking to Him, keep running to Him, get into the secret places, and we can get in that pavilion tonight. We can get in that place of security. We can get in that place of safety. We can be more than conquerors tonight. More than conquerors. We can be victorious tonight.
Yes.
Victorious. We don't have to be beat down. We don't have to be that way. I'm telling you, old Satan, old Slewfoot, he's a defeated foe.
Right.
He's defeated. You know, Jesus won the victory for us right there at the cross. Yes. When he stretched forth his eyes, his hand, he died. He closed his eyes and he said, it's finished. Right. And he gave up the ghost. He made a way for we can be victorious.
Yes.
I tell you, through him, through the Lamb of God tonight, you can be victorious.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. You can be victorious. He's got you engraved on the palm of his hands tonight. And that's a sacred place. Every time that you go through a trial, every time you go through a hard place, if you feel like you fail, you know he's right there at the Father. He said, look at what he done to me. He pierced my hands. I bled and died on the cross for him. Will you give him another chance? I'm telling you, I believe tonight, and we just keep going through the throne of grace, we can be more than conquerors.
Yes.
I'll tell you, that's why you ain't getting where you need to be. It's no more than what Brother Hart said. You have not because you asked not. I'm telling you, you can have the victory tonight if you just ask.
Yes.
Don't ask amiss tonight. Ask in faith. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He ain't gonna receive nothing of the Lord. His prayers like the waves of the sea in his calls tonight. I'm telling you, we got to put faith to action. We got to put our legs on our faith tonight if we want to see things happen. If you want to conquer, I'm telling you, you got to put faith to action. You know, Brother Jeff Hayden, he preached a message. He gave us all a seed. And he took that message from Matthew. He said, if you got faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. It shall be done. You can say to that sycamore tree, be plucked up by the roots, and be planted in yonder place. And not doubt in your heart. What did the word say? It shall be done. He didn't say it might be done. He said it shall. Shall be done tonight. I'm going to tell you tonight. We can overcome. I tell you, it don't take a whole lot of faith tonight. All it takes is a faith of a grain of mustard seed. I'm telling you, that's a mustard seed tonight. You see how small it is. I'm telling you, you have that faith. You can conquer that mountain tonight. Look at that little bit of faith. It don't take much. It's by the size of a BB. Smaller than a BB tonight. That's all you have to have. Is that much faith. When you got that much faith, you can get through. You can touch glory. You can touch home tonight.
Right, right. Praise God.
Just a little bit of faith.
Right.
Well, brother, just a little bit. A 410 shotgun shell. You got a bigger BB than that, brother. Just need me. That's all it takes is a little bit of faith. What are you going through tonight? See that little old BB? I tell you, brother, you can see it with the eye. But you got that much faith, you can get through. You can conquer it.
Yeah.
If you just got that much faith, Shelby, you can see things happen. It don't take a whole lot of faith. That's a little bit of faith tonight.
Right.
And we can get through. Shell my condemnation, shell my
life.
We can get through tonight. We can be more than conquerors.
Yes.
We can be victorious. I tell you, I believe I got that much faith, church. I believe I got that much. I believe I got that mustard seed faith tonight. What about you?
Right.
Do you have a mustard seed faith? You can go through this thing. He's right there with you anyway.
Yes. That's right.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? Not much faith. I'm speaking myself tonight. If you use that much faith, when you pray, this church can fill up. Your children can come in. Use that much faith.
That's right.
Your grandchildren can come in. Just that much faith.
That's right.
It's just a speck.
Yes, it is.
Just a little bit. No more than it is when a little bit of degree blows in your eye. That little speck of faith is all you have. You know, you can take that little bit of faith. And it can grow. It can grow into a tree that the fowls of the air can rest up under it. That's what a mustard seed is. It's little in comparison, but it comes a big bush. I'm telling you that the fowls of the air can light up under it. That's what kind of God I serve. If you just put faith to action, you can be more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror tonight. Shut on it. More than a conqueror. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
These altars is open. I can't do it, but he can.
Yeah.
I believe you come around these altars tonight. I believe he'll meet you right here. I believe he'll meet you around the altar.